Tough, Whitey, Sherelle. This is RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
The Australian Diamonds have got a very busy campaign coming up, the Quad Series, and then the Constellation Cup. Of course, all that in the build-up to the Commonwealth Games next year, which means Coach Lisa Alexander's got a very, very busy schedule ahead of her for the next couple of months. And she's been good enough to join us amongst that busy schedule to chat about the squads named yesterday for the Diamonds. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Half.
Great to have you on board. Now, the squad, it was announced yesterday. We have 18 girls in the squad. Paige Handley, Emily Mannix, Kate Maloney, Caitlin Evans won't be participating, it seems, in the Quad Series or the Constellation Cup. And it looks like you're trying to just get some new combinations or work out the best combination in the circle, because Tegan Phillip and Gretel Tippett will play in the Quad Series and then Susan Pettit and Stephanie Wood in the Constellation Cup. Is that a fair assessment?
That is a fair assessment, Half. You must have some expert assistance there from Sherelle McMahon and Adam White, I think.
Well, we are the number one netball team in town here on the Breakfast Club. You know that.
Oh, definitely the A-list. There's no problem with that, yeah.
Getting Tegan Phillip back in?
Look, I think it's fantastic that we've really been blessed with these opportunities for the athletes, and truly the four goal attacks have really put their hand up this year in different ways and formats. Steph and Gretel and Susan have been a part of our squad, but for Tegan, her performances have been outstanding. And, you know, I think she's going to really enjoy this series, the Quad Series. She hasn't participated in that before, so playing South Africa, England and Australia, and New Zealand will be fantastic for her. So we can't wait to see her back in camp, and she's really looking forward to the opportunity.
She was very excited on Twitter yesterday, Tegan, as she should, with the call-up again. I did notice that Laura Geitz is not there. Is she making herself available or not?
Yeah, look, I think in a couple of newspaper articles it said she was omitted. That's actually not the case. She's still on leave. She's on maternity leave and or parental leave at the moment. So she's just weighing up her options about playing Suncorp Super Netball in 2018 with the Firebirds, and also whether she's going to give it a go and put her, you know, put her hat in the ring for selection for the Commonwealth Games. So there's a lot of work to be done for Laura, and you know, we've already had some discussions, but at this stage, she definitely wouldn't have been ready anyway for these internationals, and she needs to get a really good training block under her belt.
Lisa, another name that is missing from the list that a lot of people would be discussing is Natalie Medhurst, who's been, you know, such a big part of the Australian Diamonds over a number of years, hasn't been able to make her way into the squad for this year.
Yeah, and again, Sherelle, as you know very well, and you've been commentating on it this year, the goal attacks have really been performing, and performing in different circumstances. And, you know, that's the thing. We've got just such depth in that position. And unfortunately for Nat, she hasn't quite had the same year that she herself would have wanted. But there's also the fact that we have looked at those past international performances as well. And that would be very honest with herself and say that they haven't been at her best either. So really, it's just a moment in time. She's decided not to retire, so she's going to fight, see if she can fight her way back in. And look, I really admire that. She's going to give it a crack. She loves playing. She loves playing for Australia. So you never know down the track.
Well, what about another athlete who loves playing for Australia, Gabby Simpson, who was just named the Liz Ellis Diamond over the weekend? You know, saw some footage of people being interviewed before the awards, you know, asking about who's going to win the big award. And no one mentioned Gabby Simpson. And she herself said, I'd be so shocked if I won any awards tonight. And there she was. But that is a real reward for a fantastic athlete who's really stepped up into a leadership role, captaining the Firebirds in Queensland.
Oh, you are exactly correct, Sherelle. It's been quite a journey for Gabby. She had to wait her turn in the Australian system behind Renee Ingalls. And, you know, she was a training partner there for a couple of years, missed the Commonwealth Games team and the World Cup, but was very, very close as a training partner. And then she got her opportunity with the Diamonds, and she really hasn't let it go. And, you know, her performances, I think what we've got to remember also is the Liz Ellis Diamond was judged over 18 months. So, you know, Gabby had a wonderful introduction to Test netball in England in 2016. She played very well in all three tests. And then she had a premiership year also with the Queensland Firebirds. So backing on some more international tests, and then, you know, a pretty consistent season this year, I'd have to say. Her back three matches, I think she got an MVP as well. So, you know, she's been terrific and consistent in both events, and, you know, that's what is the main criteria for the Liz Ellis Diamond.
Well, this squad shows enormous depth, the Diamond squad for 17-18, and these Quad Series and Constellation Cup teams look terrific to me. We need to talk more about it in detail. We'll have to get you back in, Lisa, to the studio and talk more about it in detail at a later date. But good luck with what the preparations are in the build-up to that. We'll catch you soon, and go well.
Thank you very much.
Coach Lisa Alexander.